各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在安息日可以继续来敬拜神。
Thank God that on the Sabbath day we're able to worship God together.
有一次，一个同龄给我看他的手机，问我说：“这是不是真耶稣教会？”
There is one time a member asked me, showed me his phone and asked if this was True Jesus Church.
那我一看，哇，这个是上海疫情起初的分子，他们到非洲去洗礼的一些影片跟文章。
And I saw that these were articles and videos of people from Shanghai who was part of our church, but they have left and are baptizing in Africa.
所以在这个时代，我们觉得相当的混乱。
So during this time, we feel very confused.
所以主耶稣跟我们说，在末日来临之前，有一些假先知的出现。
That's why Jesus tells us that before the end days, there will be appearances of false prophets.
所以下午我们来思想防备假先知。
So this afternoon, we will think about the topic, beware of false prophets.
我们从圣经上来看假先知出现的时间。
From the Bible, let's look at what time did the false prophets appear.
我们再来看假先知出现的地点。
Then let's look at the locations in which the false prophets appeared.
我们再来看假先知的特色是什么。
Then we will look at the characteristics of false prophets.
那我们认识了之后呢，我们自己要从圣经上去懂得分辨。
After we understand this, we can learn how to discern from the Bible.
我们来看彼得后书的第二章第一节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
彼得后书二章一节。
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
卫华，请你读二章一节。我们把红线放在彼得后书第二章。
Let's put our bookmarks at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
卫华，请你读。阿们。所以卫华，你读的时候，你觉得时间点假先知出现是在什么时候？
So when you read this, what time did the false prophets appear?
卫华，什么时候？第一节谈什么时候？对，从前。那下面呢？下面将来是不是？是不是？所以这个假先知出现的时间点在彼得写这本书的从前就有了。
So the time when the false prophets appeared was before Peter wrote this book.
那我们就想说从前可能是什么时候呢？
So when we think about before, when could it be?
我们就想到以利亚先知曾经跟巴利的先知我们都说巴利的假先知他们在加密山上有一个比赛。
We remember the story of Elijah's prophets against the false prophets of Baal and how they had a battle.
到最后以利亚让火从天上下来烧灭了这个祭物就最后大家跪拜说天上的神以色列的神才是神。
Then later on Elijah called down fire from heaven to destroy these offerings and then people realized that his God was the true God.
那这个我们都很熟悉。
We are familiar with this story.
那其实在耶利米先知的时代也有圣经上称为先知的，其实呢，那个不是真的先知呢，跟耶利米先知在对抗。
And in the book of Jeremiah, there were mentions of prophets, but there were actually false prophets who were against Jeremiah.
我们这个比较少读，我们来读一下耶利米书的二十八章。
We read this story less, so let's read Jeremiah chapter 28.
二十八章的第一节到第四节。
Chapter 28, verse 1 to 4.
耶利米书二十八章一节到四节。
Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 1 to 4.
二十八章一节到四节，吴宝英姐妹，请你读。 到第四节。我们跳过来读第二节好了哈，比较快一点啊。第三节跳过来读第三节比较快一点。第四节。啊，这边有一个先知叫哈拿尼亚，他讲一些错误的信息。
Here there is a prophet named Hananiah who has been saying some wrong things.
啊，他主要是跟大家讲说不要怕巴比伦，因为不要顺服巴比伦，因为巴比伦呐，到最后被掳的通通会回来。
The main message was that do not fear Babylon because those who were enslaved by Babylon will eventually return.
可是耶利米先知却说你们要顺服巴比伦，那个时候的巴比伦。
But Jeremiah was saying that you should obey Babylon.
那耶利米就做一个形象语言，他就头上戴一个轭，然后呢，代表说巴比伦会辖制以色列人。
And so he showed an image in which he wore a yoke on his head.Which symbolizes that Babylon will have control over.
我们来读第十节、第十一节。
So let's read verse 10 to 11.
二十八章十节、十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 10 to 11.
Angela, 请你读。十一节。十二节，
先知哈拿尼亚把先知耶利米颈项上的轭折断以后，神的话临到耶利米说：
十三，
你去告诉哈拿尼亚说，神如此说，你折断木轭，却换了铁轭。
十四，
因为万军之神以色列的神如此说，我已将铁轭加在这些果的颈项上，使他们不是巴比伦王。
在神的经纶里面呢，是要用巴比伦王来处罚以色列人。
From the words of the Bible, God wanted to use Babylon to punish Israelites.
所以呢，巴比伦要辖制，暂时辖制以色列人七十年。
So,
几年呢？
So Babylon will temporarily reign over Israel.
所以耶利米呢，就用一个木轭说，我们的国家以后就是。会被巴比伦辖制。
That's why Jeremiah used a yoke on his head to show that their country will be enslaved.
结果哈拿尼亚就把那个木轭啊，木轭把它取下来，把它折断了，说没有这个事，肯定呢，巴比伦不会这样做。
But
肯定呢，我们不可以顺服巴比伦，巴比伦不会辖制我们。
But Hananiah took the yoke and broke it and said that surely we will not obey Babylonians.
到最后神就说你拿走木轭，我就再加一个铁轭，意思就是说你怎么折断都折不断的意思。
And God said, well, if you can remove the wooden yoke, then I will put on a metal one so that you cannot break it.
所以你看到当时的时代有像哈拿尼亚这样的好像是先知，其实他不是真的神的先知。
So we see that at that time there were prophets,but they were actually false prophets.
所以在过去啊，有这个假先知出现。
So before there were false prophets.
那我们刚刚那个卫华读到说，将来也会有假先知出现。
But just now we read that, we will also have false prophets.
所以彼得时代的以后的，包括我们这个时代呢，也会有假先知出现。
So the time.After the time of Peter and even until now, there will be false prophets.
那事实上，在彼得那个时代的当代，也有说错的假先知出现。
And actually, during the time of Peter, there were false prophets preaching the wrong message.
他们传什么道理呢？
What kind of words did they preach?
他们传说呢，世界末日不会来。
They say that the end of the world will not come.
我们来看彼得后书三章的第四节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 4.
这是有些人说讥笑的话，他们讲不对的道理。
Some people was preaching the wrong message and mocking.
三章第四节。
Let's read chapter 3 verse 4.
黄金水弟兄，请你读。哪里主会降临？你看这个世界一点儿都没有改变，都跟创万物创造之前呢，这一模一样的啊。
Where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning.
所以在彼得的时代，就有人说：“哎呀，我们一直等耶稣再来，不会再来了啦，没有这个事情啦。”
So during the time of Peter, they say that, "Oh, we are waiting for the coming of Jesus, but he is not coming."
那到最后，彼得要解释说主耶稣会再来，但是哈。主耶稣的时间超越我们的认识。
But later on, Peter explained that Jesus will surely come, but his timing supersedes our timing.
因为神看千年如一日，一日如千年。
Because God sees 1,000 years as a day, and a day as 1,000 years.
千年如一日啊，就是说那个审判会快来啊，所以一千年好像一天一样。
The 1,000 years as one day means that the judgment will come.Quickly.
一日像千年代表主耶稣在宽容、啊、一天好像一千年主耶稣希望更多的人得救所以耶稣来不是单言是宽容
And when he sees one day as 1,000 it means that he is patiently waiting so that many people can return to him
那在彼得的时代事实上、约翰也写到、哦、当个时代有些人、啊、不认为神可以变成肉身、啊、来到人间、啊
during Peter's time John has written that some people believe God cannotbecome flesh to live in the world.
这么伟大的神，这个肉身这么污秽，一个伟大的神怎么可能成为一个肉身呢？
How can such an almighty God become flesh where it is so sinful?
所以他们就是传一些在当代所谓的异端呐、约翰说这个其实是敌基督的。
So at that time they started preaching heresy that was against Christ.
所以你看哦。彼得说从前那我们知道耶利米时代也有、以利亚时代也有、将来、这个、我们这个时代也有那他们当代也有
We can see that during the time of Peter the time of Jeremiah and Elijah and even us today that there are false prophets
那我们当代、我从小在真耶稣 教会长大
For me, I grew up in True Jesus Church when I was little
那小弟说过了有一个长老说几乎每十年、你都会听到教会一些信息，有的人带一群人离开教会了。
And I remember an elder saying that every 10 years you would expect to see some people leading the members of the church away.
如果您没有经历过这样的事情，感谢主，您是被保守的。
If you have not experienced such thing, then thank God that you have been protected.
但是我因为在教会长大，听很多的事情。
But because I grew up in church and I have heard many things.
在我很小的时候新竹台湾的新竹这个地方呢。江端宜的教会啊，就传到台湾。
When I was young, in the city of 新竹, there was a church from 江端宜 that was.
江端宜是谁呢？江端宜是其实本来是一个香港的影星啊。
And who is 江端宜? He was a movie star in Hong Kong.
那后来他信耶稣，很认真在传福音，创立了新约教会。
But later on, he zealously became a Christian and established his own church.
那新耶教会就这个传到台湾的新竹那个地方去。
And his church preached its way to 新竹 in Taiwan.
当时新竹的传道人姓林他就跟随江端宜的教会、新耶教会的道理
at that time,
跟着他走。
At that time, the preacher in our church named Lin, he followed the church.
那刚好在神学院有一个那个传道的弟弟也在神学院念书
And actually, at that time, there was a brother of a preacher in theological school was also studying there.
总会就说，哎呀，那你哥哥怎么这样呢？你过去劝劝他。
So the GA asked his brother, "Why is your brother following to another church? Can you talk to him?"
结果两个好像都受影响了。
But later on, both of them were affected.
感谢主这个事件后来我们就看到新竹教会那边受影响的也是后来也很多人又回到我们真耶稣教会里面来了
But thank God after this incident many people returned back to our church
那你也听过，大概在二十年前呢、台湾神学院有一个没有毕业的神学生。
And if you have maybe heard another story of 20 years ago, there was a student in theological school in Taiwan who did not graduate.
他们原来那些信徒是属于台湾的景美教会。
And these members were part of 景美 Church in Taiwan.
那我们都知道景美它是一个大学城所在地哈，很多弟兄姐妹知识都非常的高啊。
We know that 景美 is a town for universities, and many people are smart.
那有一群人他就觉得，哎呀，教会哈，不够 down to the earth， 不够这个，就是祷告的时间太短了。讲道不够属灵了，有一群人这样认为。
Then there were a group of people who felt that church was not down to earth and prayers were too short and sermons were not motivating.
所以就一个同龄啊，带领一群人自己出去读圣经祷告。
So there was a member who brought his own group of people pray outside of the church.
我们弟兄姐妹有很多群哈，我们这个族群建立是 OK 啦，因为大家彼此鼓励。彼此约时间祷告，这是好的事情。
We know that in our church there are many groups of people, and each group would encourage one another to pray outside of church.
但是如果我们族群的运的活动哈，都跟教会冲突，你也不理教会，你就自己本来今天晚上就要有聚会的，你也自己带一群人出去聚会。
But when your group's events start to conflict with the church events, such as when there's service and your group is doing its own service.
这样故意脱离教会，其实这样不好。
And if you are purposely trying to lead people astray from church, then
真的这群人很属灵啊！后来他们叫自己真的真耶稣教会啊！真的真耶稣教会了。
So these people were very spiritual, and then later on they called themselves the true Jesus Church.
后来就跟着这个没有毕业的神学生啊，到这个大溪那边啊。自己就脱离教会聚会这样子。
So they followed this theological student who did not graduate and established their own church.
那为什么他们那么吸引人呢？
So why are these groups so attractive?
因为他们真的很属灵。
Because they are very spiritual.
你知道他们属灵到哦，他们祷告一定很久，三四个小时这样。
They are so spiritual that when they pray, it's about 3 to 4 hours.
他们也主张哦，这个讲道不用准备啊，你祷告三四个小时起来，你就讲感想。所以、追求属灵的人就被这一群人吸引、就觉得哇，这里真的是在地如天呐、
And they say that when you pray so long, you don't need to prepare to give a sermon because the words will come out, and that's why it's so attractive because all of them feel like they're very spiritual.
其实、我们属灵不是不好，但是、诸事都有节制、要懂得节制、
So actually, to be spiritual is not a bad thing.But in all things, there needs to be self-control.
属灵到脱离教会这个团体就是有问题。
If you are so spiritual to the point that you are departing from the church, that's a problem.
你还记得耶稣亚跟加勒是属灵人啊？他们十二个探子当中的两个，他们回来都是报好信息的。
If you remember Joshua and Caleb, they were very spiritual people, and they were part of the 12 spies.
那这个十个探子败坏信息啊，这个大家都没有信心，大家都在哭。
So the two of them brought back good news, and 10 other spies brought back bad news, and people felt like they were very scared.
大家都觉得，哎呀，摩西啊，你干嘛带我们到这里来呢？我们肯定打仗一定打输了。我们像蚱蜢，他们像巨人呐。
The multitude complained to Moses and said, "Why did you bring us here? We will surely lose in the battle against them because we are like locusts and they are like giants."
那我请问你哈、哦，那个加勒跟耶稣啊，有没有说你们这一群人太不属灵了？来，你们这些属灵人哦，你们这些立位人哦，跟着我，我们自己出去，我们不要跟这些不属灵的人在一起。
So the question
我们不要跟他们一起绕四十年，我们不要跟他绕。
So the question is, did Joshua and Caleb say, you people are not spiritual enough, so only ask the spiritual people, like the Levites, to join them in the battle?
没有啊，耶稣亚跟加勒跟他们一起绕了另外三十八年啊。
No, they did not do that because Joshua and Caleb joined the people to wander in the wilderness for 38 years.
我们要知道，这个教会真的是耶稣基督的身体、哦。
We know that this church is truly the body of Christ.
当然，有时候暂时教会会软弱，因为还在装饰整齐当中啊。你装饰，如果从整体个人来讲，都是一样。装饰还没有整齐，就是会有很多的缺点啊。
So sometimes it is inevitable that there may be weaknesses in the church because we are still renovating.
比如说哥林多的教会。
For example, in the church of Corinth.
哥林多教会呢，里面有一些娶继母的啦，有一些这个办圣餐他们都没有秩序的啦。
In the church of Corinth, some people were conducting Holy Communion out of order.
结果保罗写信说，你们也是怎么？你们也是圣徒啊，是属神的人呐、啊。
And Paul wrote a letter to them saying that you are also saints.
当然，这个大西这一群人现在也散掉了，很多人有回到真耶稣教会来。
Of course, the group that went to Dashi I mentioned have dispersed, and some people have returned back to our church.
当然，我们在美国最近也发生了一些事情。
And even in the U.S. recently, there were some incidents.
有的人对我们的基本教会我们的教会的道理有一些看法，不一样的看法。
Some people have different opinions on the basic beliefs of our church.
比如说得圣灵不一定要讲方言。
For example, to have the Holy Spirit, you do not need to speak in tongues.
比如说这个领圣餐呢不一定要在真耶稣要洗过礼的才可以领圣餐。
Or if you were to take Holy Communion, you don't have to be baptized into Jesus' church.
那这个事件哦发生的时候呢，小弟真的是亲身经历觉得哇，这个遇到这个事情真的很麻烦呢。
So when these things were happening, and I felt very troubled at this time.
您知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为教会大家一起长大都是好朋友，很多弟兄姐妹都是好朋友。
Because I grew up with many brothers and sisters and we are good friends.
那你在讲台讲这个是错误的道理可是有的人觉得那个是正确的怎么为什么一定要洗脚礼为什么这个没有领圣没有在这些需要洗礼的人家都信耶稣的为什么他们不可以领圣餐。
And I see my friends giving sermons that are the wrong message, saying that you don't need to wash your feet or you don't need to be baptized to have the Holy Communion.
那你要跟他讲，大家都是好朋友，讲了就很伤感情啊。
But the problem is when you tell people that they are wrong, then you are ruining your relationship as friends.
真的，有一次小弟在讲台讲一些我认为我们真耶稣教会最基本的东西不应该不应该改变。
And so one time I was talking about some basic beliefs that should not be changed.
讲完之后，出去有一个姐妹对我说：“你为什么要讲这个道理？”
Afterwards, a sister came up to me and said, "Why did you talk about this message?"
哎呀，这个都是很好的朋友
And we are very good friends.
她边讲边哭，我心里很难过
And she was crying, and I felt very bad.
可是你不讲行吗？
But if you do not say these type of very basic messages,
我们教会的根基就是十大信条。
We know that the foundation of our church is the 10 basic
beliefs. 你把十大信条通通把它砍掉了，教会没有根基，不是要垮掉了吗？
And if you chop away the foundation of the church, then would the church not collapse?
你知道，当教会没有这些问题的时候，大家都相处得很好。有这些问题在讲的时候都很难讲因为。大家都是好，有时候你不得不讲，可是讲了又觉得很难过，这样子。
Sometimes when there are no problems like this, everybody can be very united. But when there are problems, you feel very difficult whether or not you should talk about these things.
所以我们纽约教会现在没有问题，要先讲这个道理。
So currently there are no problems in churches in New York. So I will.Preemptively talk about this.
有这个问题有时候真的是很麻烦
Because once the problem arises, then it could be very
difficult. 以上我们谈到假先知出现的时间。
So we just talked about the timing in which false prophets.
我们再来看假先知出现的地点。
So then let's talk about the locations in which the false prophets.
我们先来看马太福音24:24-25.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 24 and 25. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24 to verse 25.
24:24-25.
Chapter 24, verse 24 and 25.
风筝姐妹，请你读。马太24:24-25。24就好了，读24。23好了，对不起，23-24。 阿们。耶稣基督说，在末后的时候，有假先知、假基督要起来。
Jesus says that in the end days there will arise false prophets.
而且可以行那个像以利亚一样的神迹啊，可以叫火从天上降下来啊。
And they can perform miracles like Elijah and call down fire.
那连你我选民啊都会被迷惑了。
And you, us, and the chosen people will be deceived.
那在这里，在那里，其实这个在。这里这里指着有时候也在真耶稣教会的外面、啊、有这些假先知假基督的出现
so whether it's here or there it refers to sometimes false prophets will appear outside of True Jesus Church
我看过一个 video clip、啊、就是在 YouTube 上面的一个短片
I've seen a YouTube video
那是这个牧师是住在佛罗里达
there was a pastor living in Florida
有人问他说你是基督吗
Someone asked him, "Are you the Christ?"
他说我就是基督。
He said, "I am Christ."
我是现代的基督。
I am the modern Christ.
他是复活基督第几次复活？基督不是前面2000年复活过吗？再一次 incarnate， 再一次变成肉身来到人间了。
He says he is the second incarnation of Christ in the world.
这个有时候、哦、你不要说这些人还真的有人跟随他们呢。
But truly, some people will follow after these pastors.
那这个除了在那里之外呢，也在这里，其实也指着在我们当中。
So even though false prophets appear out there, they can also appear here among us.
我们来看彼得后书的第二章，回到彼得后书。
Let's look at Second Peter chapter 2.
二章，我们再把第一节刚魏华读的，魏华你再读一次。
Let's read again chapter 2 verse 1.
二章一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
阿们在哪里在哪里将来在哪里从前我们从前我们中间有时候也会有假先知出来
There will be false teachers among you
那这些人不是不认识耶稣基督哦
So these people It's not that they did not know Jesus
我们请 chat 请你读第二章的 chat Please read 第二章的哥林多彼得后书第二章第二十一节
Let's read 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 21
Yeah, 二章二十一节，彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 21。
这些人本来晓得义路啊，本来晓得对的道理。本来晓得得救的福音。
These people knew the way of righteousness and the word of God.
可是他们背弃了传给他们的生命。他们原来也是接受的、被传的那个一次交付的道理。他们原来是晓得的。
They once knew this word and the truth that was given to them.
那可是呢，到最后却违背了传给他们的生命。
But later on, they turned away from this life that was.Given to them.
他说、哦、你知道又背弃、哦、这样子不如不晓得为妙、啊、你如果不知道反而更好呢
So for it would have been better if you did not know it than to turn away from it、
哎、真的呢、有时候就在我们当中就尤其在这个时代、哦、我们知识太爆发了人的脑袋瓜很聪明
So truly in this day of age where knowledge is so powerful and people are smart
那你就会发明一些可能后来教会不同意的新道理。
You may invent some new message or truth that the church does not agree.
有时候我也会讲错啊，对不对？
Sometimes I was also say the wrong
thing. 那如果你来告诉我，哎，兄弟，你讲的好像不对哦，教会不是这样教的哦。
So if you come up to me and say, brother, you are saying something that is wrong because this is not what is taught by the church.
那我们每个人都很谦卑，我们顺服，彼此顺服，知道，哎，的确。这个道理我的确有讲错的地方。
And all of us, if we can humbly accept that sometimes we may say the wrong thing,
那这样就不会造成风波了。
then there will be no conflicts.
那问题是，如果有人跟我讲，我讲错了。
But if somebody come up to me and say, "Oh, I am saying the wrong thing."
可是这个道理我可能想了十年了，我已经想到很深了。我觉得这个道理不可能是错的。
But I have thought about this message for 10 years, and that there is something definitely not wrong with it.
那到最后，你就发觉到说，有的人跟随你，有的人没有跟随你。本来传道人讲道的人是要让教会合一的，啊，到最后教会变分裂了。
But then later on, you realize some people will choose to follow you, some people won't, and then the church will not be united.
那真的有时候我们跟随人，我常跟弟兄姐妹讲，你一定要，我已经在这边讲过好几次了，我明年要离开了哈。如果你们都忘了我讲什么，没有关系，那这句话一定要记得，你一定要跟随真耶稣教会到底。
So next year I will leave the Flushing Church, but if you don't remember anything I say, just remember this, that you need to follow True Jesus Church.
我跟我孩子也这样讲，你绝对不可以跟随哪一个 很聪明的人发明什么新道理，不要跟随。
I tell my kids too that you cannot follow after someone who's very intelligent.
因为哦，圣经已经告诉我们了，真耶稣教会一定要存留到主耶稣再来，不是个人呐。
Because the Bible says that True Jesus Church will remain until Jesus comes again, and not individual.
那个人起来就在我们当中，本来就是你的好朋友。
So these people will arise among us, and they may be used to be your friends.
我跟弟兄姐妹讲，万一有一天我离开教，你也不可以跟随我离开教会。
And I tell brothers and sisters, if one day I leave the church, then you must remain in the church.
因为圣经讲那个耶稣啊，好像那个葡萄树啊，我们每个人都是枝子啊。你这个枝子离开葡萄树，肯定会枯干的。
Because Jesus is like the grape tree, and each of us is like a vine.
你离开肯定会枯干。
And if you depart from the church, you will wither.
到最后丢在火里焚烧。
And later on be casted into the fire.
那圣经上讲这么清楚了，时间现在也有，地点可能也在我们当中。
So the Bible clearly tells us the time and the location currently that there are probably false prophets.
那他又讲这个假先知的特，你怎么分辨他们是假先知呢
？So the next, how do you discern the characteristics of false prophets?
其实大部分都是在真理上面出问题。主要是在真理上面出问题。
Majority of the false prophets arise from having differences in the truth.
魏华，请你读二章一节，对不起，因为都是二章一节。
Sorry, let's read chapter 2 verse 1.
彼得后书二章一节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
私自引进陷害人的异端，请读。
They will secretly bring in destructive heresies.
Destructive heresy， 跟我们领受的早期领受的那个根基啊不一样，是自己发明的。到最后他离开了早期的根基了啊，那个是会让人败坏的异端，令人陷入啊。这边提到说呢。陷害人的异端啊。
These destructive heresies deviate from the foundation that we originally learned.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们为什么一定要参加慕道班，懂基本道理呢
？So brothers and sisters, why do we attend True Seeker class to understand the basic beliefs?
因为哦，你要去了解什么是我们真耶稣教会原来。圣灵一次交付给我们的那个纯正的福音。
Because you need to understand what was the original truth that was given to us in the beginning.
那我们这些所传的道理真的很纯正啊，很多道理都是耶稣基督自己强调的。
The messages and the truth of the True Jesus Church is very pure and directly come from Jesus.
我再讲一遍，有的人哦，真的发明新道理啊。
There are people who will invent their own truth.
那你真的要很小心，你要跟随吗
？So you have to be careful. Do you follow?
你有注意到、哦、这边谈到是 destructive heresy， 这个中文叫、进入陷害人的，其实英文叫做让人 destruct 就是让人破灭的道理啊，让人毁灭的道理啊。
Here it talks about destructive heresies。
那这个道理、哦、不只是影响人一个人哦，圣经讲说一影响哦，影响全家人呢、啊。
And these messages do not only affect single people but the entire family。
这个我们要很小心，我们一个人中毒啊。好像一个人感冒，一个人都 COVID 了，很可能全家都会得 COVID 一样啊。
So you have to be careful if one of you guys are infected and or have COVID, then everybody in your family could have it too.
有一次啊，我读到这一节，我真的害怕。
There's one time I read this verse and I became very scared.
我们看提多书的一章十节十一节。
Let's look at Titus chapter 1 verse 10.
提多书一章十节十一节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 10.
十节十一节。
10 to 11.
陈明欢，请你读。第一次我读到这个败坏人全家，我真的吓一跳，怎么在旧约就把现在的在我们当中兴起的这些事情把它讲出来了呢？
First time I read this, I was very surprised and scared at how can people say these type of things.
因为他一接受到错的道理，好像全家都受影响，要败坏人的全家。
Because when people hear these things, they may subvert whole households.
所以我们真的要很小心。
So we need to be careful.
所以第一个特色就是离开了纯正的道理。
The first characteristic is truth that deviates from the pure truth.
第二个特色呢，就是你会看到他们有粉丝啊跟随。
The second characteristic you see that there are fans.
我们来看彼得后书第二章。
Let's look at Second Peter chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
二章二节。William, 请你读。有很多人会跟随这样的人。
There will be many people following these.
其实这样的人肯定是很有魅力的，很有影响力的。
So these prophets must be very charismatic.
比如说我刚刚说的那个，有的人真的超属灵呢，真的，我们这些书教很多人追求，很喜欢超属灵的东西，一次祷告三四个小时，这个多好啊！哎，我来加入，很有魅力的，很吸引人的。
These people may be very attractive and very spiritual because people in the church like to follow after people who are very spiritual.
或者是他们真的很有口才，一讲到大家听得如痴如醉。哇，这样的道理才是好的道理啊。
Or they are very talented in giving sermons that when they speak, people feel very indulged.
或者是他们学问很高。
Or they may be of high education.
总之呢，会有许多人跟随他们。
Nonetheless, there will be many, many followers.
我们做工的，包括我在内，不要去追求粉丝啊。
So those who are workers in church, including me, let us not...Pursue after fans.
你知道保罗在归入耶稣基督的时候，其实他本身呢有学生，有 follower， 有些人是跟随他的。
When Paul came to believe in Jesus, he had many fans,
follower
or followers.
我们来看《使徒行传》九章二十五节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传九章二十五节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 25.
九章二十五节，他的门徒了哈。特别谈到他的门徒，保罗有自己的门徒。
Here talks about Paul having his own disciples.
我们看九章的二十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 25.
Kevin, 请你读。保罗自己有他的门徒。
Paul had his own disciples.
可是后来你看保罗他做工就是同工了，没有真正的就是。有真的儿子是有，但是没有说去，保罗说，比如有哥林多教说我们属保罗，我们属亚波罗，那保罗说，你属我很好，我们自己独立出来，我们自己要做什么，不是这样的一种粉饰。
But even though Paul had disciples, some people say, oh, you are the disciples of Paul or of Apollos, but Paul did not ask them to deviate from the church.
说实话，我们在教会长大，我们会有自己比较喜欢的传道，这个都 OK 啦，因为你总是会自己有一个 style， 你自己有一个倾向，然后你就特别喜欢这样的传道人。
Truth be told, we may have our own favorite preacher in church, and that is okay because you may prefer a certain style.
但是，如果你喜欢到只有他的道理你才能听，本身就会出问题。
But if you only like a certain preacher to the point that you only listen to their sermons, then there may be problems.
道理是神的啦。
Because the sermon is from God.
如果有一个 教会安排甚至是大学生在这边证道，如果他讲的是圣经，我们要顺服真理啊。
If there is a college student giving a sermon speaking the word of God, then we need to follow these words.
我们不要有粉丝或是成为别人的粉丝啊。
Let us not have fans ourselves or become fans of others.
因为呢，你到最后那个假先知啊，肯定会有很多粉丝跟随他。
Because in the end, the false prophets will surely have many fans following them.
不晓得大家有没有这个 IG 哈，有没有这个 Instagram？ 中文叫什么 ？Instagram 中文叫什么？IG Instagram 啊，不晓得有没有这种玩像脸书，但是它不是脸书了哈。
I don't know if people here have Instagram。
我有这样的账号，因为现在年轻人都不玩脸书了，他们都玩 Instagram 嘛，所以我想多认识年轻人，所以我自己开一个账号 Instagram。
So I have an Instagram account so that I could get to know youth better because they don't use Facebook anymore。
那 Instagram 上面哈，他董事会建议我要跟随某一个人嘛哈。某一个弟兄姐妹他就出来了，然后建议我跟随他 follow 这些人，跟随这些人。
And Instagram will recommend people that I should follow, and then if I know this person, I will follow them.
那我要跟随这个人的时候，有的弟兄姐妹就很害怕传道跟随。传道你是什么意思？你跟随我是要了解我是生活吗
？Then when I try to follow someone, then they become very wary because they think that I'm trying to know their life, stalk them.
那其实我不是故意要跟随你的，是脸书不是，是 IG 叫我跟随你的，不是我对你特别有兴趣的哈。
But actually, I'm not trying to stalk you. It's just that you were recommended by Instagram.
So 我要在这边郑重声明，我没有特意要跟随谁。
So here I'm clarifying that I'm not specifically following anybody.
那当然，有的人因为他这个 program 就是。有的人就想要跟随你来认识你的私生活。
But there are people who want to follow you in order to understand or get to know your personal life.
我们现在讲的这个粉丝不是这样跟随来跟随去，不是指着这个 IG 这样的这种跟随，我们不是讲这个了哦。
When we talk about fans following preachers or prophets, it's not like following him on Instagram.
而是指着那个在道理上呢，你已经跟着那个人所发明的新道理啊，到最后。离开真耶稣教会。
But rather, when it comes to the truth, you are already following the truth that has been invented by this person, and you are leaving the church.
第一，他离开基本道理；第二，他有很多的跟随者。
So first, they have deviated from the basic truth, and second, they may have many followers.
第三呢？他们哦，真的不会在意来批评啊，来这个轻慢啊，他们真的是圣经上讲说胆大任性。
And the third is that they will.Be boldly criticizing.
我们来看第二章的第十节。
Let's look at chapter 2, Second Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节。
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节，郑燕莹，陈燕莹，陈燕莹是郑燕莹，啊，郑燕莹，对不起。这边提到他们很胆大任性啊。
Here says they are, presumptuous, self-willed.
Yeah, 就是哈、哦，有的人劝他们哈、哦，他们也很任性啊，不会听啊，是，就是 ，yeah, 不会甩你的哈、哦。
There may be people warning them, but they are very stubborn and self-willed.
我已经提过了，像上海，我们廉政总负责也曾经去劝过他们，也不听啊。
So the IA has warned this group in Shanghai before, but they don't want to listen.
几乎每一个会离开我们组织的，他们也觉得组织算什么？组织你们，我们才不稀罕组织呢。
Almost everyone who leave the church, they don't like the word organization.
所以真的很任性，不会听人呐。
They refuse to listen to warnings.
自己的爸爸妈妈劝告都不听呢。
They don't listen to their own parents.
不要说是。教会的长辈来劝告
and not even to the point where the elders and the ministers at church will try to warn them.
这边提到说毁谤在尊位的也不会惧怕
Here says they are not afraid to speak evils
against. 就是他们那个尊位，我们教会有很多负责的人。
There are many ministers and council members.
你知道几年前你在网络上看到一大堆人在骂联总的总负责，联总的某位传道人。
years ago, people will online criticize the IA preachers.
那时候我们就在说，到底要不要回护啊？到底要不要回护？在网络上骂的这么厉害。
And at that time, we thought about responding to these criticisms.
你知道，如果一回护哦，一定是没完没了，变成比战。
And once you respond, then it will be a war, and it will not end.
啊，所以后来我们就会跟弟兄姐妹讲说，你们当中谁对教会有任何问题，随时欢迎你打电话给教会的同工们。
And then, so we sent out a message saying that for any brothers and sisters who have any questions and concerns, you can speak directly to the church.
因为哦，这个在上面谩骂，在上面诽谤，这个只是让魔鬼更高兴而已。
Because to have people battle against each other in words is only going to make Satan happier.
其实我现在观察到，那个网络上骂的那些联总的负责同工。他们现在都退休了。
And I see that many people who were criticizing the IA workers have retired themselves.
都是年纪到了了哈。
They are older people.
但是呢，很奇妙，教会又把他们叫回来继续做工。几乎每个被骂的人都被叫回来继续做工。
But many of these retired ministers who were criticized.Have been called back by church to do more work.
那我们当时在看那些在网络上一直骂教会工作的人员哦，有时候你会看到这里，就说他们诽谤尊位的也不知道害怕。
And here says, those who are openly criticizing these people are not afraid.
Yeah, 这个是我们看到他们的任意妄为、任意诽谤啊，胆大任性。
We see their presumptuousness and self-will.
那再来哦，他们可能。会换下面三种当中的一种哦。
Then next, they may be offenders of one of the following three.
不只是这些人呐、啊，其实一般跌倒的工人都是换下面三种的一种。
And it's not just the false prophets, but people who have fallen may commit one of these three.
第一个就是贪心呐。
First is greed.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
贪心就是要取利呀、啊！他们要，这个从人得到利益。
To be greedy means to exploit others.
我们请刘仰恩弟兄读第三节。因为贪心、啊、所以会捏造言语、啊、
Because of greed, they may come up with deceptive words.
有时候我在网络上看一些批评的话，其实有些会议小弟亲自有参与。
So when I see these criticisms online, I have attended some of these meetings.
我发觉到这个话怎么都讲一半哦。
And I see that the words are often only spoken halfway.
所以这个啊，真的有时候不晓得怎么办。
So sometimes I don't know what to do.
那取利不一定取钱财的利益，有时候是民生的利益也有可能啊。
Sometimes when they are exploiting, they are not exploiting for monetary reasons, but for fame.
好，所以一般离开的都有时候会有利益上的问题。
So oftentimes people who leave the church have to do with greed.
那另外一个就是淫乱上的问题。
The other one is sexual immorality.
我们看彼得后书二章的十四节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。朱平，请你读。彼得后书二章十四节。说你会想说怎么把这样的话跟教会的工人连在一起
Sometimes you may wonder how you can connect these words with the workers of the church.
怎么连教会的做圣工的人也会满脸银色止不住犯罪呢
How come some workers in church maybe have eyes full of adultery?
真的呢小弟自己有观察到有些人后来离开道理哦 不晓得为什么好像眼睛被蒙蔽了哦，就好像那个犹大一样哦，把耶稣卖掉了，突然才眼睛睁开，然后良心发现，哦，好像在这个过程当中啊，没有把耶稣卖了之前呢，眼睛一直被蒙蔽，一直往那个错误的方向走。
And I've experienced, I personally observed that people who leave church, they are blinded like Judas when he tried to sell Jesus.
刚开始犯错的时候，可能回来第一篇讲道理就讲约翰福音第八章说 ，Go and sin no more， 好像自己犯罪，告诉自己我以后不要再犯错了。
When they do something wrong and come back to church, they may read John chapter 8 and say, Go and sin no more.
那其实他已经犯了很错的很大的罪了。
But actually, these people have already committed great sins.
他们会想心里想说，亚伯拉罕不是娶了夏甲吗？雅各不是有四个老婆吗？反正我不要抢别人的太太就好了啦。
And they may say, "Oh, look at Abraham. He had Hagar, and you know, Jacob had four wives. So as long as I don't take other people's wives, I'm okay."
其实他本身已经在淫乱上有份了。
But actually, these people have already done sexual immorality.
可是你会觉得真的只不是犯罪，教会在调查当中呢，人还是继续做不好的事情。
But when the church conduct more research, these people are continually doing bad things.
那其实这不只是人的工作，有时候有真的魔鬼在后面捣蛋呢。
So this is not only the work of the people, but also the work of Satan.
我说以下三种事情，就是财色交哦，刚刚讲贪心、贪财、色。那另外一个就是骄傲、狂妄。
So the three things that I mentioned, first was greed, second is sexual morality, third is pride.
我们来看第二章，哥林多后书第二章十六节。
Let's look at Second Corinthians.
对不起，彼得后书，我说错了，彼得后书二章十六节。
Let's look at Second Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
时间到了，我要把它加快啊，二章十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
小辉，请你读。这个谈到巴兰非常狂妄。
She talks about Balaam, who was very mad.
为了自己的利益跟方向，那个神给他没有路可以走，他还要继续打驴啊！你为什么不走
？God did not give the donkey a way to go, but he still beat the donkey, saying, "Go forward."
那真的很心中啊，很狂啊。
And truly, in his heart, he felt very mad.
离开口跟他讲话，他都不想回头。
Even when the donkey spoke to him, he did not turn back.
其实这个就是骄傲。
This is just pride.
财色交是我们每一个弟兄姐妹大家都要去注意的问题。
Pride is something that we all brothers and sisters need to be aware of.
那常常离开教会的工人也有这个财色交啊，这三种问题。
Many workers who left church, they may be greedy.Commit sexual immorality or have pride.
以上我们谈到，圣经在谈到这些假先知的特色。
So we talked about the characteristics of the false prophets.
离开真理。
They left the truth.
许多人跟随。
There are many. They have many followers.
胆大任性，毁谤尊位，轻慢主治。
And they despise organizations and are not afraid to speak evil.
财色交总是跟一个有关系。
And they always have one of the three, which is greed, sexual morality.
当然，今天我讲这个问题也在勉励我自己。
Of course, these problems that I speak of concerns myself too.
但是也要我们在没有发生之前呢，我们先了解教会的教圣经的教导。
So before these things happen to our church, let us understand what does the Bible teach us.
哪一天真的你自己遇到了，或是你的孩子遇到了，或是你的孙子遇到了。
So one day if you encounter this, or your children, or your children's children encounter this.
因为这个圣经上不会骗我们，会在我们当中，在将来一定会有。
The Bible will not lie to us. Instead, it tells us that this will happen in our lifetime.
那这个道理哦，如果在这个时候不讲，在那个发生的时候再讲哦，已经来不及了。
So if I don't speak this message now and wait until it happens, then it's too late.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May Lord Jesus help us.
能够防备假先知。
So that we can be aware of false prophets.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.